And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down at all your feet.
There is nobody I can see, think of it right now, I know of them, playing deep blue like John Lee Hooker. And I've been searching and I've been hoping that somebody carry this thing on, you know, when I ain't here no longer.
And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Now, there it is, in black and white. We didn't crawl out from under no rocks. We didn't have no tails. We didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
I'm innocent of the charges against me. There is no evidence of any criminal acts. Nothing has been proven. I didn't come to Peru to do any harm to anyone. All my actions have been honest and public. It's not a crime to be concerned about injustice in the world.
Named as defendants are the leader of the Saudi Hezbollah terrorist organization, as well as several prominent members, including the head of Saudi Hezbollah's military wing, along with members of terrorist cells in Saudi Arabia who planned and carried out the Khobar attack.
As all of you know, for nearly a year, I've been pounding on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to do its job and enforce reasonable electricity prices. Today, the FERC has finally taken a step in the right direction, but there's much more they should do.
When a decision is made by an HMO that overrides a doctor's decision, which results in harm and injury to that patient, may result in death or serious injury, that HMO should have responsibility for that decision.
The president does not want to turn our healthcare system over to the trial lawyers. He does not think that is a way to protect people's health needs. He does not think that's a way to keep health costs down, to keep health premiums at reasonable rates, so more people can afford health insurance.